Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Looking like the trap dog.
Giving them all.
Just like the $1 million.
Bucks.
Things in its cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be? But Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Been listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice, come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today is it, everybody. On a real positive note, today is it. Today is the day. You know, when I was in high school, you know, my mother was a Sunday school teacher until she passed. I would walk out the door every morning on my way to school, and my mother used to say, listen to me, son, hey, don't forget, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And, you know, I didn't think much of it. You know, it was just my mama being religious. You know, my mom's a spiritual woman. So, you know, I just took it as that. But as I've gotten older, man, you know, that's registered more and more with me. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's pretty cool, man. What better blessing will you get throughout the day than the fact that he allowed you to live and see another day. See, sometimes, man, when you're young, you don't pay no attention to that. But all you got to do is keep living. Keep watching some people that you know not be here anymore. Go to class reunions and they smaller. See people that you really loved and meant a lot to you leave this world. And all of a sudden, man, immortality starts to matter a great deal to you. Some of us learn this lesson sooner than others. But I know when you're young, man, you know, you think you're going to be here for a while. You think you got time to play around. You think you got time to get it together. You got time to make the mistakes. But man, oh, man, almost every full-blown adult that I know will tell you and have said these words right here many times. And I see, the reason I'm saying this is because I want you to hear them, because you're going to use them. If I only knew then what I know now. Do you know how many people have said those words right there? Because in time, man, you gain so much wisdom. Oh, but it ain't like nobody didn't tell you, though. Somebody told you back then, hey, man, it's best to buckle down now. He said, hey, man, you better quit wasting time. Hey, look, do your best at all times. You know, stop worrying about that. I'm telling you, son, in a minute, them clubs ain't gonna mean nothing to you. In a minute, that going out all the time ain't gonna mean nothing to you. I can't tell you how many times I repeated to my kids. But, man, today is a different day. Because today is the day that the Lord has made. So he gave you a shot today. If you woke up this morning or if you're finishing your day on your shift, he gave you a new day. Nothing bigger than the fact that he woke you up today. Now, why don't you do something about that? Why don't you take advantage of it? How about if you start today? How about if you stop hesitating today? How about if you stop delaying it today? How about if you stop procrastinating today? How about if you make today the day that you go for it? I mean, man, let's all just decide today. Let's go for it. Let's put forth a maximum effort today. I mean, really, man, what you doing? You ain't, look, man, take advantage of this blessing of waking up. Do something today. If you would just start the process, man, start that business you always dreamed of. Go look into that other job you always yearned for. Go get the training you need to get the promotion, man. Go back to school, man. Go see what you need to do to lift yourself to the next level. Stop waking up every day seeing how it's going to go and start waking up and do something about how it goes. If you make one step, he'll make two. But you could, people talk about it all the time. Man, it seemed like you always getting a blessing. Oh, man, when you're talking to a person, listen to this. If you're talking to a person and it seems like there's always a blessing coming his way, let me tell you what that person doing. That person is putting one foot in front of the next. That person is putting forth some efforts out there. And that's the only way God can bless you. God can only bless you with your efforts. He can only put his finger on the thing that you are doing or attempting. That's all he can help you with. There are no jobs walking up to your door, knocking on your door. But if you beating the pavement, if you sending in the apps, if you online scouring somewhere to work, somewhere to get a job, then God can touch somebody's heart to hire you. But if you sitting at the house every day smoking, every day drinking, but you wondered why you just can't get a job the couple times you done went out there, you got to, if you ain't got a job, you got to look, go get one every day. You got to go look for one every single day. You can't take no days off. How about today? How about today if we decide today is the day that we're going to make the move? Today is the day that we stop delaying, hesitating, procrastinating. Today is the day that we take a step in a direction to do something for ourselves, for our lives, for our family, for our wives, for our children, for our community, for our school. Do something today. For crying out loud, man. Stop sitting in your own life in just a stew of misery. In your own life, I'm going to tell you something. If you are in a state of confusion, if you are troubling, if you're stuck on what to do next, you want me to tell you what's happening? You're not doing enough. That's what it is, man. See, when I get in a place, man, where I don't know what the next move is, it's because I done usually stalled out. See, this is the way God works. This is the way he's worked for me. Every time I'm busy and I'm about the business of always trying to live my creed, which is ABC. My motto is ABC, always be closing. I'm always working on something to close something. When you're so busy with the business of improving yourself and doing with yourself and becoming the best you can be, God is always working on your behalf behind some scene of something that you're in the process of attempting to close. But because you're not doing all you can do, you're limiting you. You are, because of your decision not to give your all in all. You're limiting the opportunities for God to put his finger on things and touch them on your behalf. I don't know if the average person really understands or knows what it takes to truly be successful on whatever level you're talking about. But whatever that level is, I don't care what dollar amount you've got attached to it, what level you got. If you have made the decision that you're going to be successful, I think that a lot of people, the average person, does not know what that means. Whatever level you've decided to be successful on, see, that's your level of faith. That's where you see your life at. Well, guess what? You got to maximize your efforts to even get to that level. So listen to me. If you want to be successful at your church, if you want to be successful in your relationship, if you want to be successful down at the daycare center, if you want to be successful at your college, if you want to be successful on your job, guess what? It's going to take all you got in that world to become a success. I don't know why people think that if you don't want to be where somebody else at, you ain't got to put forth that effort. No, wrong. You've got to put forth your maximum effort at whatever role you're trying to accomplish. Lord have mercy, man. How about today, though, y'all? How about today? Today is a good one. Let's make today the day. Let's get out of that. Let's get on with it. Stop hesitating. Stop delaying. Stop procrastinating. Start today. Watch God have something to put his finger on there. And that's all you're trying to do, man. To line yourself up with God's grace, you got to put out a lot of effort so God can put his finger on something. You feel me today? I sure hope you do, because I'm on one today. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, I remember that.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. Y'all don't remember when church used to have devotion. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't remember that.
Yes, sir.
Praise and worship. I love y'all, but y'all ain't got nothing on devotion, okay? I'm sorry. We love y'all. Man. Y'all ain't got nothing on devotion. Rise and shine. Give yourself that stretch, that morning yawning. Sit on the edge of the bed. Thank the man. And then you got to get up, get out, and get something. It is Friday morning. All right? All minds clear? It is Friday morning. I want everybody to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We are here. We are living. We are in the present, and that is a beautiful thing. All right? All right. Amen. Shirley Strawberry's here. Amen. Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monte Carlo, where they catch all the catfish, and also here, Junior Boy Spades. We are all present. We all here, and now we will go directly into tithe and offering, all right?
Amen.
All
Amen.
Right. So the man Rob God, yet ye here rob me. Well, in tithe and offering, bring all ye tithe into the storehouse. All right, that was my dad coming out of me.
Yeah.
I got to excuse.
But you ran out of energy, Pastor.
What?
Listen, Carla, I see why they only do that on Sunday. I see why they only do it on Sunday.
Once a week.
But
it didn't happen until he said tithes and offering. You noticed that, right?
Right.
Then he ran out of stage.
Man. That's a new day.
That's where the frustration kicks in for the
matter. Yes, oh, no.
I got to deal with these people. All right, it's tithing and offering.
Begging.
Begging. Boy, I visited a church recently. Mm-hmm. It was about, not this past Sunday, Sunday before last. Man, mm-hmm. tithes and offering. They got the QR code. They got the Cash App. They got the Zelle. They got the online.
There is no excuse.
They only worry about passing the basket around. Mm-hmm. They keep that on the screen and go ahead on and do your tithes and offering. I said, okay.
Yeah. It is a new way to give now.
I love the QR code.
Yeah. I bought cash. What do I do with my cash?
We'll take it.
Yes. ATM machine in the lobby.
They got all.
Oh, yeah. They got it.
They making it real convenient for you. No excuses.
Cash is so old school now.
Amen. Yeah,
nah, you got too many ways now.
You
can Zelle us if you would like. You can
Zelle. That's what it was.
You're going to get it in here.
Mm-hmm. But I know.
Oh, it's definitely in the speech when they bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have Zelle. We also have Cash App. We have Venmo. We have any way that you. And if you couldn't. If that doesn't work for you, the ATM is in the lobby.
Yeah. If that don't work. Wells Fargo was here in the lobby. You had not noticed.
They got a booth.
Booth in there.
We have two members that work for Bank of America that are here with a machine. You can swipe right there, all right?
They doing this, pulling their glasses. All
right, guys.
Down.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear yet again from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
Sign me up, boy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what you got for us?
Limo bank job. Let's go, cat dog. Let's get it.
Good afternoon. How can I help you? I'm trying to get Cecil. Yeah, it's Cecil. Hey, Cecil, man, I'm trying to get a car service for tonight. Okay, listen, this is my personal number. Do you have the main number? Man, I keep calling the main line, but ain't nobody answering. I done called that about 6-7 times. It keep rolling over to a voicemail or something. Okay, brother, what's your name? My name's Tony. Okay, listen, Tony, I got a customer in the back. Let me get them handled. Can you got a few moments? I'm hit that drop off. Let me get the dough for them and all
you
that.
You want me to call you back? Watch.
Hold the phone, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening. All right, Tony.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, now, you saying you called the main line and you just keep going to voicemail or something like that?
I keep calling the main line, but, you know, I know I'm calling at the last minute, dog. I'm trying to get a car for tonight, man.
Okay, what you need? We got the SUV, we got a sedan or two, we got a couple limos, white or black, what you need?
If I could get a black limousine, it'd be cool.
Okay, we got that. What time? Where I'm picking you up? What time?
What it costs, you know, for an hour? Because all I need is an hour.
Where's it? $65 an hour, but we only do 3 hour minimum. The first 3 hours.
$65.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, see, so all I need is an hour, man. Really, like 45 minutes. So, do you think they'll work with me?
Well, you can't get them, so you're dealing with me. Let me see. I tell you what. I'll do you for $150, and I'll take care of you. But now, I want you to know, I'm going to let them know everything. So I got to have either credit card or receipt or something on the cash to let them know, because I'm not no crooked brother. I'm going to let them know everything that I'm doing. Will that work for you?
$150. I can give you $150 when you pick me up.
That's no problem then. Where am I picking you up and at what time?
All right, I'm at 98 Village Drive.
98
Village Drive.
Okay, 98 and where am I taking you, sir?
I'm going downtown on Capitol Street.
Downtown to Capitol Street. All right. And what time am I picking you up?
You could get me like at 11:45 tonight. That'd be good.
11:45. Okay. That's 45 minutes to an hour you're going to need. 11:45, that makes it 12:45, 12:30. Okay, good deal. Let me see. And downtown Capitol, what? You didn't give me an address.
I don't really know the address. I'm going to Bank.
Bank downtown, all right?
Right.
Can I ask you something, Tony, right? Yeah. I'm not trying to get in your business. No, we don't ask questions usually, but a bank at night's going to be closed. I mean, you're not going to work because I got to take you back. So you're dropping off to somebody, like
nah,
that,
nah,
right?
No. I ain't dropping nothing off. I'm picking something up. See, what I need you to do is this right here. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be in there probably like about 15 minutes. But when I come out, man, I need you to have the car running, and we need to get out of there.
Wait a minute. You asking me to run you down to a bank at midnight, and you picking something up at midnight, and I got to be ready to go when you come out.
Me and my boys, when we come out of there, just come, when we get back in the back of the limo, I need you to put the pedal down, man, and let's get out of there.
Look here, young brother. Well, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Look here, man. It sounds like you're into some kind of shady. I don't do that, brother. Hold up, man.
You a driver, dog. Your job is to drive. If you pick somebody up, first of all, you ain't supposed to be asking nobody where they going, what the doing. You're supposed to drive.
Okay, let me
so
stop
what
you,
I'm telling you is, man, once we come out the bank, drive.
Let me stop you. That's why I'm driving. Instead of working somewhere else driving, because I was ignorant like you at one time. Now, let me tell you something, brother. I don't know your business and really don't care at this point in time. I'm not doing no crazy like this yet. Brother, let me tell you something, man. What you need to do is get your young into some type of training school or something to find yourself a job. You're going to go down there and the going to blow your brains out.
Hey, I ain't really trying to hear all this right here. What I'm trying to do is pay you this $150. You drive me where I'm trying to go and
you
bring me back to our apartment.
Look, brother, listen, you can't get right now. Not even no advice. You need to listen to me. That's what's wrong with you young now. Y'all crazy. Get rich right all overnight type boy, you need to slow down because they got some you feel me? They got
hey,
some
man, hold on, man. Hold up. What you know? You don't know nothing. You don't know
I
me
don't
at all.
I need to know you, brother.
Well, how you going to be preaching to me, dog?
Because I've been there, man. That's why I'm driving the limo. Because I've been there. Young brother, I'm trying to keep you from going there because you won't like it. Look at Tony, I don't know what to tell you at this point. First of all, I'm not doing it, so you can cut that out, okay? Now I'm thinking of you and all the other young brothers that do this dumb shit. You watch too many of them movies or something. Brother, you need to get your straight because they got a place for you. Bro, let me tell you something. They read my mouth, I read it. Anything my mama told me, they didn't want me to know, they cut it out. Do you feel me? They looked at me every night when they wanted to. Fed me garbage that I had to eat or die. You ain't ready for that, man. You ain't ready for why the think he got your name. You brothers don't know what the going on out here. You got it too easy, see? Now you're talking about going down there robbing the bank. You ain't no bank robber. You don't sound like no thug or with a limo. The way you going, you ain't making nothing because they will blow your young away about their paper. You don't understand that. And you so ain't ready for no jail.
Can I say one more thing to you?
Yeah, what is it?
All I want to do is tell you this, that I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you are. If you around with them folks downtown, they're going to blow you well. They're going to give you 100 years under the jail.
Did you just hear what I just said, though?
What you said something about, well, my partner, you know, I...
No. I said I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy, another driver, Cordell, got me to prank phone call you.
Nephew Tommy.
Oh, you mean Steve Harvey on the radio?
No, man. Are you serious, man?
Hey, Cecil, your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you, man.
Ooh, I'm going to get that. Man, you lit my fire, man. Don't you know that? I'm in my fight mode. Fight the power.
Hey, man. Calm down, baby. Calm down, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
I won't say Nephew Tommy, but Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Me and your boy Cordell got you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him. If I ever meet you, brother, I owe you one, too.
Okay. I'll be back in a minute, Shirley. More stupid, all more right. Crazy.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, ask the Riddler, the ready-to-love officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Usher and his new wife honeymooned in Thailand and shared a few photos. Wendy Williams' publicist says that Wendy was exploited in the Where is Wendy Williams documentary. Mm-hmm. And Fat Joe says he likes the shoes, but he does not support Donald Trump. That's all coming up right now. What? That is all coming up. But right now it is time to ask the Riddler Aunt Junior. Here we go. Journey in Chalmette says, my son's dad asked if I can drive him to his dental surgery next week. My husband said my ex needs to find someone else to do it. It's going to mess up our co-parenting relationship if I don't. How do I get my husband to stay out of this?
We got to get him a Uber. We got to get him a Uber to get his butt to and from. Mm-hmm. You got to figure something out. This is not your wife no more, dog. Okay, you creating drama in another relationship the same way you did in the one you had before. Stop. Find you a way. It's a whole bunch of more people that can give you a ride somewhere. What is wrong with your car? let's talk about that. What's wrong with your car?
Well, dental surgery, you know.
He can't drive.
Yeah,
right. He can't. Somebody got then Uber over there.
Anesthesia.
And when you come down a little bit, get Uber on back to the house. How bad are your teeth, dog? I mean, how serious is this?
That's what we're really talking about. Do you floss?
Right.
Junior. You need a deep cleaning.
Yeah.
God, Junior.
All I'm saying is, unless your ex-husband is the child, a co-parenting ought to be fine. Because that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Because let me tell you something. Your husband is absolutely right. No, you don't need to do that. And who cares? Wait, you the only one. Where's his relatives? He ain't got no friends. Mm-hmm. Nobody can pick him up. Mm-hmm. Uber, it's all kinds of ways. You don't have to do that, but you know what? You're going to mess around and lose your marriage.
Okay.
Going down to
all right,
yeah.
Come on, newlywed.
Yeah. You're going to mess. I know not to do this. I wouldn't care. My ex called me. You better find somebody else or have a car wreck. I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Ex.
Man.
No, that's right.
I'm not doing that.
Because she can't just drop him off. She got to put him in the house, get his prescription.
You got to care for him.
All of the above.
Yeah. Become a caretaker. Stop that.
All right. Thank you, guys. Moving on to Harrison and Jackson. Harrison says, I'm 47 years old and my mom divorced her second husband and she wants to live with me. I don't want to live with her but I can't tell her that. I've saved up to buy myself a new house, but to protect my peace, should I buy her a house instead? Wow.
Hell yeah. Yes.
I'm with you.
And nowhere near you sound like. Listen, everybody that stay with your mama, they get divorced. So I'm just telling you now, if you let your mama move in, you and your mama going to get divorced. I'm just telling you, don't let your mama move in there. You want peace and happiness, all right? Peace and happiness. Sound like your mama is a bit much. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like she is a bit. She been a bit much twice, okay? So don't let the third one be with you. Find your mama a nice place. Take care. I'm not saying don't take care of your mama. Take care of your mama. Take care of your mama.
Yeah,
whatever you can do for your mama, take care. But do it 4 or 5 miles away. Away. Junior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, Tommy, 3 words. Senior living community. You need to get all the way in there. Get all the way off in there. And then, you know, we'll come by and visit you. You ain't got to come over here. Senior living. I see the commercial. Mom cares. Go get one. Yeah. Just call them up. You ain't got to stay with you. Yeah,
you
will have
some
new friends.
Over there.
Yeah, new friends. You might need a new man. You don't ever know. But no, not here. Nah.
They got a walking trail in their community. They got everything you need over there.
They got cooking
classes. Line dancing.
Yep. Bingo night.
Yep.
We got a lot of stuff
yoga,
you can do.
Yoga, Pilates. Yeah.
They make TikTok videos.
TikTok video. All that's waiting for you.
Yes.
Yep. And they got a nice hip rotating class where you keep you work on them hips, hip rotating class.
Uh-huh.
That's real good when you
all
get that age.
Moving on to Lorianne in Fort Lauderdale. Lorianne writes, I did a nude photo shoot on the beach and gave the pictures to my boyfriend for Valentine's Day. He was more focused on the fact that I was naked on the beach, so now he wants to have sex on the beach. Should I take a risk and do it?
Oh, we all done that, baby. You ain't doing nothing ain't nobody.
No.
No.
I'm the only one?
You is, though.
Yeah. I'm afraid, sir.
Let me help the girl though. Listen, send me the picture. Let me figure out. Let me see what your boyfriend talking about. Let me.
Oh, really?
What? Let me
you
just send the pictures
her, but
to
you
us.
You haven't helped your case at all.
I'm trying to help her. if she send me the pictures and let me see what ocean, what the background look like, if this is something with you and your boyfriend should be out on the beach. Just send me the pictures. Let me see what we're doing. That's all.
Yeah.
But yes, I've done it. I've been on the beach.
Yeah. Okay.
Me and my wife been on the beach. Now that was when we first got married. You know, that's when you want to try it.
Like, and you're still together, so it's a good thing.
Ooh. Yeah. But it take about 4 days to get that sand out of you.
Yes,
I want you to know that.
That's what I'm saying. Junior, what you got?
Should I take a risk and do it? It was a risk when you took the nude pictures. I don't see how you can't do this. And why are you mad at him for focusing on the nude? What you want to look at? The lighthouse in the background? You want to see the ocean? What you want him to focus on? The shells in the picture? What's he going to look at the nude person in the picture? I don't care nothing about it. What you want him to look at? Yeah. I don't understand this. He's supposed to focus on
getting
you.
High.
Yeah, the fish are biting.
What, you want
to
see the crab coming by in the background? What are you going to be looking at?
All right. Got
is that
it,
a jellyfish? That's a jellyfish.
Yeah.
Moving on. Last one, guys. Cheryl in El Paso says, my husband puts all of his sodas, juices, and fruit to one side of the fridge, like that will keep me from bothering his stuff. He's an only child, so he never had to share. And he said, quote, share wasn't in our wedding vows. Will he grow out of this phase? What?
I don't know. It sounds like he's pretty strong with this. I'm gonna tell you when it's at the all time high. When you look under that bed and he got that case up under that bed over there on his side, it has gone to the extreme. To the extreme. So, but more important, why is y'all drinking all these damn sodas though? Let's talk about your health. We drinking all these sodas. Y'all gonna need a new kidney in a minute.
Junior, I tell you what, since Cher wasn't in the wedding vow, stop sharing your body. Stop that. Stop sharing.
And the refrigerator.
Wait a minute now.
Wasn't in the vows. Hey, let's go ahead and be fair then. You don't want to share, I don't want to share. Yeah. That's fair.
Take one of these damn sodas. Here, just take one of these.
Yeah. You have to give up something. You'll share something.
So, do you think he's going to grow out of his phase? She wants to know.
Well, he already grown, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to come out this phase. He already grown.
If you love her, you better grow out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm an only child, and the only children share. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, you have to be taught that, though. You have to learn it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I knew how to share.
Seems like he need a late ass whooping.
Will he grow out of that? All right. Thanks, guys. Coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, Usher Baby dominated the world's biggest stage last month when he performed at the Super Bowl. Then he and his wife, Jennifer, had a private wedding in Vegas. And then they popped up on Instagram from their honeymoon in Thailand. The Raymonds shared photos of their elephant safari, romantic moonlit boat ride, and a competitive game of Monopoly. Usher also posted a video of his wife relaxing in the pool as he does a cannonball into the pool and makes a big splash. Before their wedding, Usher told People magazine, it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to share life with someone who wants to share it with you and loves you for who you are. Don't you just love that? He seems so happy right now. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to know what they ate over there in Thailand. I know they ate some good food over there.
Some Thai food.
I love Thai food.
Gotta have you gotta have your body right now, but that
reflux. Know your limits.
You gotta have your
reflux.
That's somebody old, right? You got to have that reflux together. Don't take what you're gonna take.
Why
while
are you
I eat
rubbing
that.
Your stomach?
Ooh, Lord, I can see it as it's coming to the table. Lord, this ain't gonna be a good
get
evening.
Get your Pepsi, they
I got to get that Pepsi and get it all in me. Woo, it sure look good.
Moving on, crazy. Following the conclusion of Where is Wendy Williams, the documentary, Wendy's publicist, Sean Zanotti, has come out and said she feels that Wendy was being exploited in the documentary. Now, wait a minute now. Wasn't she the one who took Wendy to California and let her drink and all of this? Wait a minute. She says...
Oh, the publicist?
The publicist. Oh, okay. She says she's feeling that Wendy was being exploited. Zanotti says Wendy thought we were focusing on the comeback of her career. She would be mortified. There's no way you can convince me that she would be okay with looking and seeing herself in that way. And according to online sources, the producer of the documentary have stated that had they known of Wendy's dementia diagnosis, they would have stopped filming. There have also been reports from Wendy's brother that Wendy is in a treatment center now, and she has shown a lot of improvement. And, of course, we're praying for you, Wendy. Get well soon. Come back. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, but this Sean Zanotti lady who says she was Wendy's publicist, she was the one who went to California, took her to California, and they were drinking and hanging out.
You did all the publicizing.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Now it's on us.
What? Man, you were right there. Why didn't you stop it?
You was drinking with her.
Yeah, publicist is publicist. It ain't publicist. It ain't the math. Ain't math.
No, it ain't math. You the one publicizing. That's your job. What?
Sit here, just saying, sit here, Wendy. Sit here. And sit there.
Sit here, get this angle, and drink this.
Yeah. Come on.
That was really crazy. Finally, here's a question for you. If you truly don't like someone, could you still support them? All right, if they're controversial and a racist, could you support them?
Uh-uh.
Well, those are the questions, but apparently none of that matters to Fat Joe, because Fat Joe is a proud owner of Donald Trump's new gold sneakers, and he boasts that he has the exclusive Family and Friends edition. In an Instagram video, Fat Joe said he has no problem supporting the sneakers, but he does not support Trump's presidential campaign. And he wanted to make that crystal clear.
You're confusing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're confusing. Them sneakers ain't that hot. You got to have them damn sneakers, Fat Joe.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Ain't like they some Jordans or some Jays.
They got 30,000 sneakers on the shelf. You ain't got to have them gold sneakers. I'm sorry. Yeah. You don't, Fat Joe.
He says, again, he's not a Trumper. He dislikes Trump. He's not going to vote for him. He said, not now, not ever. But he is a sneaker collector who's into art.
No,
Fat Joe, we're not buying it. No.
Fat Joe gonna mess around and I'm gonna stop supporting Fat Joe. Which one more important?
Yeah.
Which one
get
more
you some
important?
Skinny, get you some skinny shoes, Fat Joe.
Lean back. You can't sit up here and just
squat.
Because you're making a statement.
Yeah, how do you separate the two? Right. People see you with those shoes, they automatically think you're a Trump supporter.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think maybe you remember before Trump became president, the Apprentice days and all that, people liked Trump.
before.
Well, a lot of us did. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he trying to say, I can support him, but I don't want him to be my president? But when he became president, he showed us who he really is.
Really is.
So now, therefore, you know, it's like, I can't really rock with you. Ever.
The two don't go together. You don't support me, but you buy my stuff. It doesn't make sense.
Back in the day, I thought he was just a playboy with a whole lot of money. That's what I thought. Way back in the day, he was a playboy with a whole lot of money. I was like, that's the person to kick it with. Now?
Trump, that's what I'm saying. That
party guy, always at everybody's party and everything. Well, now you see. I bet not catch you with those gold sneakers on.
You ain't gonna catch me with no gold sneakers on.
No, because Trump put out, you gonna get that too?
What'd you say?
Like, if he put out jeans, you finna get the Trump jeans too? Why?
Yeah. Well, where does it end? You're right. Absolutely.
How much is he cleared on these sneakers?
Anybody a lot? Because they were like $3.99 a pair, right?
Yeah, they're about $400. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A lot of money. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
$400. If my Yeezys weren't $400, I love my Yeezys.
$400 for some gold shoes.
I got a row of Yeezys now.
Man, I love Yeezys.
I got a row of Yeezys.
Well, there you go. We support crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to run for president.
I stopped when the Yeezys when they started looking slavery. I that's when Yeezys, I had to pull back.
Yeah.
You don't like your
and
Yeezys
all the crazy
slides?
Stuff said.
Oh, slides are all right.
No.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Cook County, Illinois judge has removed Donald Trump from the Illinois ballot. We'll tell you why right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Cook County Circuit Judge Tracy Porter has removed Donald Trump from the state's ballot based on the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. The so-called insurrectionist ban states that no one should hold office in the U.S. if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the U.S. or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. Okay?
That's cut and dry.
Period.
Period. Yes. Judge Tracy Porter wrote, quote, the Illinois State Board of Elections shall remove Donald J. Trump from the ballot for the general primary election on March 19th, 2024, or cause any votes cast for him to be suppressed. Trump's campaign spokesperson stated that they will quickly appeal Judge Porter's ruling. Illinois is now the third state to remove Trump from the ballot after Colorado and Maine. How much clearer can we be here? People. I mean, really.
That's pretty crystal cut and dry. Clear, right?
That's clarity at its
Yeah. That's the best I've heard it right there. Yeah. Yes.
Where does he not fit in that equation? Where does he not fit?
Finally, someone with some sense taking action, saying no.
An insurrectionist ban. Okay.
I like that.
No one
should
hold.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's exactly. I don't care what you say.
The government. He tried to overthrow the government.
His government. Yeah.
Yes. And now y'all want him to lead us again?
No.
Are y'all crazy?
But how do you ignore that? How? People died. How do you ignore that?
People died.
People died on January 6th.
Yes.
They like
killed. Capitol Police officers. Yes. Killed in the line of duty because you led people to try to overthrow the government. And this is who y'all want to be the president? It's mind blowing.
Yeah. This really, really is. I'm going to read that one more time because we need to understand what he did and what he is, okay? Hopefully it'll make a difference. It's called the insurrectionist ban. It states that no one should hold office in the U.S. if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the U.S., okay?
We should put that on a T-shirt, really.
Yes. And it's based on the 14th Amendment. So, I mean...
Which was written when?
and I bet you Trump don't even know the 14th Amendment. Right. He don't even have a clue. What's the 14th?
He don't know the first one.
All because he lost the election.
Don't have a clue.
Right. It's too far. Right. Too far.
And he said he was going to be a dictator if he wins the election. He's telling y'all who he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no mystery about who this man is.
Yeah.
And this is who y'all rolling with.
Yeah. I'm going to get out and vote.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what TV shows from the past would you like to see come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I read recently, or was an interview or something with one of the cast members from Girlfriends, Persia White, who played Lynn on the show. And she talked about the fact that she had had a conversation with Kelsey Grammer. I almost called him Kelsey Framer. Kelsey Grammer. And, you know, he produced Girlfriends. And the show might be making a comeback because it went off the air so abruptly after all these seasons. So I would love... I know you would love that show, Carla, to come back.
For sure. Yeah.
Girlfriends, Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah, and I know you were trying to say Frasier and Grammer, and it came
out
Grammer.
I was trying to say, I almost said Kelsey Frasier, but I said Kelsey Grammer, yeah. But anyway, yeah, he produced the show, so it was kind of like when it first started, it was going to be like the black version of Sex and the City, because Sex and the City was a real hot show at the time. And that's why they came up with Girlfriends. But anyway, I would love to see that one come back. Please work on that. I love that the fact that Frasier's back.
Yeah, Frasier is back.
I love Frasier. Yeah.
Frasier one of my all-time favorites. Classic.
Yes, all-time favorites.
I loved Frasier because it was about radio.
That's what
originally got me hooked
morning,
on the show.
Good morning, Seattle. I'm right. Listening. Yes. Oh my God. I love
it. And Roz,
Frasier.
The producer,
I still
Niles.
Love Frasier.
Yeah, I love this show. Yeah.
If we're going to redo one, it's got to be Sanford and Son.
Okay. All right.
Ooh,
okay.
Bring it back.
Who would play
Pops?
Fred Sanford, though.
Fred G.
And Lamont.
I got this guy in my head. I just don't know his name. Y'all keep going. I'm gonna show y'all who.
Okay.
What about you, Junior?
Yeah. Well, one show I want to come back, but I don't want to remade. But Martin, Lord have mercy.
A classic.
But you can't redo Martin.
Martin was before its time.
Yeah.
Martin was so good.
And I just thought he never got his props for that show.
No,
for the brilliance of that show. He just never, ever did.
They didn't get an Emmy. They didn't get an Emmy. That show was...
It was brilliant.
It
was just brilliant.
It never got an Emmy?
I don't even know if they were nominated. Were they?
I don't think so. No,
how about it in Living Color?
Yeah.
In Living Color?
That would be a great one to come back.
That was... What?
I would love
do that, to. And I'm on it. I swear, I'm trying to get on it.
Oh, you go audition, Tommy?
What?
Something like that, or Saturday Night Live, Tommy? I see you doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be good. Yeah, let's see what show I was.
Okay, y'all. This
Bel-Air
guy's name
is back. The Fresh Prince.
Oh yeah, that is back.
It's darker.
It's a little darker,
but it's good.
I love that show.
Really,
everybody
really
on
show.
There is good.
What? Okay, this guy's name is Steven Henderson. And he was in Fences. He was Bono in Fences. You know what I'm saying? He was working with Denzel. The play and the movie.
Okay.
And that's who you want to play, Fred G. Sanford.
Yeah, man. That guy
who you're talking about. His friend. Yeah.
Yes. Bono.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who would play Lamont?
Because I swear I'd throw DC Young Fly in there. I swear I'd throw him right in there.
That would be good. But DC has to play Jimmy Walker, though, JJ.
All day.
Good times.
From Good Times, if they brought Good Times back. Yeah.
He was full of energy, too.
Yes.
Full of energy. All right, so we got...
Who would play Thelma?
Thelma. Who can still play Thelma? Yes.
Don't even change roles. Just come
you
on
know
back.
Who looks like Thelma. She's not an actress, but Portia Williams from Real
Housewives.
You're right. She looks like Thelma. What'd you say, Junior?
I ain't saying that.
That'll
She's
work.
Coming back to Housewives too. Atlanta Housewives. Portia Williams is.
Yeah. Get a divorce and all the things.
We want to send our condolences out to Portia. Just make sure she's all right. Make sure she's doing fine. Yeah, you know, the marriage is dead. Yeah, we want to make sure.
But she's not.
The marriage dead though, but
she's
we want to make sure she's
alive.
Okay.
Well, why are you whispering and lowering your voice?
Because we have to. You have to show concern. You have to be concerned, and I'm showing it.
Oh, it's not because your wife is in the other room.
Mm-mm. Had nothing to do with it. Don't bring it up, Shirley. You so high to kill a dream. You dream killer.
All right, guys. Thank you. Coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is the jump off jumped on him. Okay, we'll get into that. Yes, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now, the nephew has a prank phone call for today. Tommy, what you got?
I got gems. G-E-M-S, gems. That is God's Eyes Ministry. God's Eyes Ministry. Great. We are watching what you're tithing, and we want to know if you're tithing correctly. God's Eyes Ministry. Cat Dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Clarence. Clarence.
Yeah, this Clarence.
How you doing, Clarence? This is Thaddeus, man. I'm over at the church, man, Mount Baptist Church, where you're a member of, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Okay. Hey, I'm with the Gems, man, and you actually came to this past service, correct?
You with the who?
The Gems. That's God's Eyes Missionary. And basically what we do is we watch what's going on, you know, in the church, who's coming, who hasn't come. And you know, I don't mean any harm, but this if my records indicate me right, through my God's Eyes Ministry, the Gems, looking at my books, it looks like you this is your first time at the church this year, correct?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Okay. Now, when Pastor asked for all the visitors to stand, you actually did not stand, correct?
No, I'm a member.
Because you're a member. There we go. Now, you still work for, you work for them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we've done is we've averaged it out that you...
What is this about?
Okay, I'm on my way to it. So you probably are you averaging about what between $40,000 and $50,000 on a yearly basis over there with?
I mean, yeah, something like that. But yeah, go ahead. What's the problem?
See, what we're looking at since you are a member, because see, you did not stand when he said all members. See, you did not stand up, which you right there making the you're clarifying that you are a member. And you making about, we're going to roughly say, about $45,000 a year, which means 10% is $4,500. Now, we looked at the books and noticed that you put in $50 in the church on this past Easter on Sunday. Now, if you put $50 in, you're nowhere close. See, when you're going to start cutting into this $4,500 that you ought to be paying, your tithes?
Wait, what's your name?
I, like I said, sir, my name is Thaddeus. Thaddeus. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. Where in tithe than in offering?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You got all this stuff going on in the church. You got hungry people. You got people that need salvation and whatever. But you calling me about some money that I haven't given to the church?
Well, see,
and that's what your ministry does. Y'all call. Y'all spend all morning calling people.
My job, sir, as a GM, God's Eyes Ministry, my job is to keep an eye on what's going on at the church. Now, when are you going to start cutting into your tithe? You're $4,500 there. See, this is why we can't get the extra wing that Pastor wants to put on, because people like you. This is why.
What, you know what? Man, you about to hold on a second. First of all, let me explain something to you, brother. Thaddeus, or whatever the ministry you are with.
Thaddeus.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, hey, I don't even have to explain this to you, but let me explain something to you. All right, this is a one-job household. This is all we do. This is a one-job household. My wife don't work, but my wife comes to church every Sunday, and she pays the tithes. Now, have you checked, as a gym ministry, have y'all looked at her tithes?
Her tithes ain't got nothing to do with you. You understand? You have to pay your tithes. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed. You are robbing the Lord, Brother Clarence.
You know what, man? You know, that's, you know, and you wonder why people don't come to church all the time. You know, how are you going to tell me that I could be giving my tithe somewhere else?
I am the secretary. I am the GM's secretary, God's Eyes Ministry, and my eyes have shown me that you've only given $50. You're making $45,000. You are 45.
That's some dude from the church.
What's his dude name?
I don't know. That is something. I'll tell you nothing. Who
was? Yes, I have, but that's not none of their business.
I know.
What does it have to do with him calling people and asking them if they're paying their
tithes? I got this. Let me handle it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know, I got it.
Who was that, sir?
That's my wife. Has been paying. That's my wife. Been paying our tithes. That's right.
Okay.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing in my books that say y'all paid $300.
No, we paid. If she said we paid $300, we paid $300.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When are you going to start cutting into this 45 with a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. That is what you are doing, sir.
Well, you know what? You robbing me right now of my time. Where I could go out. I got to be at work. I can't even go get dressed right now because I'm on the phone with you. I have to be at work in half an hour. You robbing me right now of my time.
Let me ask you something. Can you bring your tax return into so I can take a look at it?
My tax return? You know, I tell you what. I bring my tax return if everybody else bring their tax return. If you bring your tax return and Pastor bring his tax return, then I'll bring my tax return. We can have a tax return party.
When will your tax return? When can you fax it to me?
Are you serious? Are you serious?
If it's not too much to ask for, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The next time you do come to church, we're going to pat you down because we're going to have to figure out.
Oh, hold on. You're going to pat me down next time I come to church.
And then lay hands on you.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you on salary at the church?
What does that have to do with anything?
I need to know what you tithe.
It ain't got nothing. When you gonna bring your $4,500 down so we can add it so we can get the wing put on? I'm part of the gyms. You bring your money down here, Clarence.
Listen here, dog. Let me tell you something. I don't know who you are. I don't know what this ministry is.
I'm with the gyms.
Listen, man, I don't care. I don't give a. You know what? Let me tell you. I don't care anything about your gym ministry. I don't care about you, man. I don't care about any of that.
When you gonna pay this 10%, man?
Let me tell you something, dog. Just for real. Don't call my house no more with this stuff. You about to make a brother go off. I mean, seriously. In this economy, you talking to me about me tithing $50? I'm trying to put a daughter through college. I'm trying to send a son through private school, and I can't get that done. I'm trying to keep the lights on over
what
here, dog.
What do that have to do with the church?
I already told you. I'm getting ready to hang up, and if you want to meet me and whatever you're going to do and whatever, then that's fine. So
I need to tell you something else about your job,
man,
too.
You ain't got to tell me nothing about my job. You don't have to tell me my job.
I need to tell you something about your job.
Dude, I'm finna hang up this phone.
Is there a man named Chapman at your job?
Yeah, no, yes, Chapman at my job.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's been there too.
Wait a minute. Chapman is the one that got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked.
Man, you got me feeling guilty. I mean, I'm all in. Oh man,
with the gym ministry.
Yeah, but somebody's getting ready to get beat up at the today. Somebody getting ready to get it.
Yeah, man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It's obviously, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. Mm-mm. That's my dose of stupid for your Friday right there. If you in Raleigh, though, if you in North Kakalaki, tonight, mm-hmm. I'm going to be stupid twice, baby. Two shows tonight. Y'all come see your boy, Nephew Tommy, and friends. Be here all weekend long, okay? Yeah, yeah. All weekend, the nephew in Raleigh acting a damn fool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, the jump off jumped on him. That is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And we could be reading your letter live on the air. Pop, pop, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. You never know.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: the jump off jumped on him. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 32 years old and I've been dating this guy for almost 8 months and we've had fun getting to know each other. He was honest in the beginning and told me he had some loose ends to tie up before we got serious, and I appreciated that honesty. The fact that he didn't hide his phone or turn his ringer off made me feel that he was ready to be in a relationship with me, so I didn't trip. We went out all over town and I stayed at his home all of the time. The only thing that made me suspect he was up to something was a few nights I couldn't reach him, but I let it go. I invited him to visit my parents with me. My parents live about 2 hours from us, so we went on an overnight trip to visit them. They cooked dinner for us, and after dinner, my man and I went out to a hookah spot to unwind. My boyfriend got a phone call and walked away to take it. He got upset, and he was ready to go back to my parents' house. We got to his car, and there was a car blocking us in. He asked the car to move, and the lady flipped him off. I didn't think anything of it. When we got to my parents' house, that same car pulled up in the driveway. This same lady got out and ran up and started hitting on my man. My dad heard the commotion and came outside to pull her off my man. The lady said she's been seeing my man for a few months and she followed us. I was very embarrassed and reluctantly took him to the ER to get stitches. In her words, she told police that she knew she was the jump off, but she fell in love with him and he wouldn't leave me for her. He said he got caught up, slept with her, but he wants me. Can I trust this man and continue this relationship despite just what happened? Well, he certainly has no control over what Crazy did. I mean, she did that all on her own, gave him stitches and all of that. But the crazy part is that this really happened. I mean, she's fatal attraction crazy, like the movie. You do know that, right? And now she knows where your parents live. She stalked you guys from the restaurant, beat your man so badly that he needed stitches. And she's only been seeing him for a few months. Well, I'm sure your parents would tell you to run, and I'm going to tell you the same thing. I mean, your safety is way more important. Even though she didn't do anything to you, she just did it to your man, but you don't want to wait around and see how crazy she really is. I think your safety is very important, and even if you were to keep seeing him, you would always be looking over your shoulder wondering if Crazy could be lurking in a corner somewhere. So, you know, I'm going to say it's a no for me.
for you as far as this relationship goes, because this woman is too crazy. She's just too crazy. Steve?
Well, I don't have the letter in front of me because of my whereabouts again. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to deal with this letter just a little bit differently. The title of the letter again, Shirley, is...
The Jump Off Jumped on Him, Steve.
The Jump Off Jumped on Him. Mm-hmm. The Jump Off didn't jump on you. He didn't jump on you. His daddy jumped on the jump off. It's just a lot of jumping going on in
this
letter.
Yeah, a lot of jumping.
I appreciate it. Ain't nothing to me like a good old ass-whooping type letter to deal with. So I specialize in this because I have been jumped on before. Mm, by the jump off, the jumpy, and the jumper.
Wow.
I've had all three ass-whoopers in my life. The jumper, the jumpy, and the jump off. And then I ended up as the jumped. So it's all so relative here. The wonderful thing about having a 65-year-old famous radio show host with means, it means that he has had a full life. The beauty of the Steve Harvey Morning Show is that I don't mind being transparent in my full life. Now, can I tell everything? Absolutely not. But will I share with you a lot? Of course. It makes for more interesting radio. I happen to be one of the most compelling radio personalities on radio today. The Steve Harvey Morning Show is more compelling than most shows because I don't really care about the damn issues more than I care about myself.
That's why
it's always about you. I love
all issues and make them about me.
Yes.
That way you can understand from a personal standpoint why this happened. So this letter right here is very easy for me to do. I'm going to wait the second half to give you resolution, but I'm just giving you a little strawberry letter history here. The jump off jumped on him. Well, all I can say is you glad she didn't get to your ass. You don't seem like the type that can handle much jumping. I do appreciate your daddy in this letter for coming out and on the porch and jumping on the jumper.
Yeah.
See, the jump off didn't know that the jump off, you was going to come in there and get jumped. I wrote a book called Jump. Which,
you
again,
sure
makes me an expert on this here jump off business.
You sure did.
It is amazing how this works. Don't you see it, fans, friends, haters, internet trolls?
Internet trolls.
Yeah. Because that's who listen to the show. We got fans, we got friends, we got loyalty people, and then we got haters that listen to the show, internet trolls.
Yeah.
So I'll be giving out internet advice when we come back. On the jump off, jumped on him. He got stitches.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, the jump off, jumped on him.
Very quickly in recap, we've learned that this jump off jumped on him. To set this letter up, you are dealing with someone who has been jumped on by the jumper, the jump off, and the jumpy. I have been all of it, and I've written a book called Jump. So we are dealing with an expert on this letter right here. So let us begin. Shirley, read the letter quickly, and I'll tell you the points I need for you to stop, because this is the letter in a nutshell.
Okay. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm 32 years old, and I've been dating this guy for almost 8 months. And we've had fun getting to know each other. He was honest in the beginning and told me he had some loose ends to tie up before we got serious. And I appreciated that honesty.
The loose ends is what jumped on his ass in this letter. The loose ends is the one that jumped on his ass. Go ahead, Shirley, read.
All right. The fact that he didn't hide his phone or turn his ringer off made me feel that he was ready to be in a relationship with me. So I didn't trip.
Stop right there. Okay. You can't cut your phone off when your jumpy is crazy. Because if they can't contact you, that elevates the craziness. Read.
Okay. We went out all over town and I stayed at his home all of the time. The only thing that made me suspect that he was up to something was a few nights I couldn't reach him, but I let it go.
Stop right there. Once again, this is the loose ends. He over there trying to tie a knot in it, mm-hmm. and obviously it don't work. Read.
I invited him to visit my parents with me. My parents live about 2 hours from us, so we went on an overnight trip to visit them. They cooked dinner for us, and after dinner, my man and I went out to a hookah spot to unwind. My boyfriend got a phone call and walked away to take it.
He got upset and he was ready to go back. Phone call, mm-hmm. got up from the table to take it. Mm-hmm. Once again, this is the loose end. And the loose end is very loose now because it's calling at inappropriate moments. Read.
He got upset and he was ready to go back to my parents' house.
Stop right there. He foresaw something that the jumpy was about to do. The jump off has discovered his location. He ready to go back to your mama house right now because he know what's coming. Read.
We got to his car and there was a car blocking us in.
Stop right there. It's too late. The damn jump off is here. And she's blocking the car. He tried to get back to your mama's house in time. She was circling the block. She found the car. Oh, Lord. Read.
He asked the car to move, and the lady flipped him off.
Stop right there. You can't ask the jump off to do no favors. When they let you jump on them and became the jump off, that was all the favor you get. Read.
I didn't think anything of it.
You stupid. Read.
When we got to my parents' house.
How the hell you didn't think nothing of a woman blocking the car, flipping your man off? Read.
When we got to my parents' house, that same car pulled up in the driveway.
Stop right there. The jump off, the loose ends, all in one. The jump off and the loose end, it ain't working. All this tying up the loose ends, it hasn't worked. The jump off is loose. Yeah. She at your mama house. Read.
This same lady got out and ran up and started hitting on my man.
Stop right there. The loose end is as loose as it can get right now. Read.
My dad heard the commotion and came outside to pull her off of my man.
Stop right there. To the rescue. It's Underdog. He tried to come in and save the day. It was too late. I ain't saying that the loose hands is a problem, but this heifer got hands. Read.
The lady said she's been seeing my man for a few months and she followed us. I was very embarrassed and reluctantly took him to the ER to get stitches.
Stop right there.
Ooh.
Stitches. After your daddy pulled her off, mm-hmm. she said she had been seeing him for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I can tell you about this man right here,
what?
This boy bringing it.
He bringing it. Bringin
bottom
it.
Line?
Yeah. When you following him,
I think
tracking
you're right.
him, uh-huh. jumping on him, he bring. Read quickly, Shirley.
All right. I was very embarrassed and reluctantly took him to the ER to get stitches. In her words, she told police that she knew she was the jump off, but she fell in love with him and he wouldn't leave me for her.
Stop right there. Uh-huh. I know I'm the jump off, but he bringing it so good, I'm in love with him now, and he not giving the jumpy product to a new jump off. I'm finna stay the jump off. Read.
He said he got caught up, slept with her, but he wants me. Can I trust this man and continue this relationship despite just what happened? What just happened?
When we come back, I will close it out very, very quickly. Here's the solution to this letter at the end, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go with part three of today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is the jump off jumped on him.
Mm.
We all know that this dude is the, he had some loose ends when he started dating the letter that wrote the,
The
lady that wrote the letter. And he said, hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I got some loose ends. He was trying to get these loose ends tied up with the jump off chick, but it didn't work out. The loose ends was too loose. He's bringing it too good. I mean, this boy is doing some things to people that's got them all twisted up, you included in this letter. To the point where she done jumped on his ass and gave him stitches. That's a ferocious ass.
What is he doing in stitches?
Because he's doing some things. I'm talking about outstanding. This dude right here is bringing it. Here's the bottom line. You want to know, should you continue in this relationship? And Shirley told you to run. You want to know if you should stay with him? And Shirley told you to get out. Now, Shirley gave you good advice. My take is different. Shirley was almost there with me, but then she switched. He told you it was some problems. He had the problem. He dating a crazy. Now, he's probably a good man, but he dated a crazy. And he put it on the crazy person too good. See, when you're dating a crazy person, you can't give them your all in all. But he don't know that because he's young. Y'all in your 30s. He don't know that. See, you have to portion it out based on sanity. You can only...
Based
on what?
You have to portion it out based on sanity.
I never heard that.
See, crazy people, you can't give them your all.
But you do
you
like
have
crazy.
To wait until you meet a calm, sensible woman before you start giving it your all. You give it all to a crazy person, they already crazy. Now you in here touching spots and causing chemical reactions and stuff, and they already crazy. Now you done sat up here and slept with this bipolar heifer. Now here come hell.
Stitches, yeah. Steve. Stitches. Yeah.
That's how good it is. To bust you upside your head and give you stitches. Jasmine Sullivan was breaking out car windows. She was busting faces. It's all the same. I bust the windows out your car. I put some stitches on your head. I split open your forehead. Send you to the doctor, man. Cause you to stay in bed. I put some stitches in your head.
Sing it.
Too much.
Just based on what you said.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter and Instagram. And SteveHarveyFM.com. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up at the top of the hour, a woman wants to know if she's wrong for cursing out her sister-in-law. She needs some advice, all right? We'll try to help her right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is from Roslyn in Hilton Head. Roslyn needs some advice. She says, my sister-in-law is white and cool as a fan, but she took a joke too far and I went off on her. When my brother and I hear something that sounds like something black people would do, we will say, get your people. I was at my brother's house and my sister-in-law and I were watching the news and heard there was a fight in the parking lot of a check cashing place. She decided to say, get your people. I cursed her out really good and left. My brother is mad and says it was a joke. Is it cool for her to joke like that? Well.
Nah, but I seen this happen when we was on a radio trip to Africa.
Oh, Carla. No. You're not going to do this.
What had happened?
Carla did the same thing.
Carla, what'd you do, Carla?
What happened?
And we was playing spades at the same time.
So,
Tell the story.
Okay, so we were in Africa and mm-hmm. we were playing spades. I hate you, Tommy. So we playing spades. And there was a discussion. This was a while back. It's a long time ago. So there was this discussion about, there was a story out about Eminem and Dr. Dre. And Dr. Dre had told Eminem, doesn't matter how cool you are, how many songs you rhyme and mm-hmm. rap, and how many fans you have, you cannot say the N-word. You have to draw the line.
Right.
At that. Uh-huh. So that was the story. That was a topic discussion while we were playing uh-huh. spades. By the way, Marjorie Harvey was my partner. Shout out to my partner. Anyway, so at the time, we had a coworker who was there.
Mm-hmm. Who was Caucasian.
Yes. And she put her opinion in the conversation. But she was very passionate about if Eminem could actually say the word.
Say the word. Oh.
Yeah, so her argument was kind of like forward because of the culture and the lifestyle and he's mm-hmm. an artist. So I felt she was a little too passionate.
Boy, and in the middle of Africa, it came out. Matter of fact, out of Africa.
So I said, I know you better not say it. While we over in Africa.
Me and Steve hit the floor, man. We was on the floor.
So, it was
that incident, that scenario, you were Roslyn and Hilton Head.
Yes.
Right. Roslyn, get your people.
Yeah.
It got so
quiet. It got so quiet the rest of that space game. It got real quiet.
We heard your opinion earlier. Now, what you not going to do is talk about the N-word in front of me and who can say it.
In Africa.
If a white person can say it. This is my first time in the motherland. We're not having that.
Boy.
Your ancestors found you.
Don't bring that American stuff over here.
We done fought three monkeys to get in the little area we staying in.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah.
Oh, yes. Man. Our trip was an adventure, and so when I drew the line at the white girl saying the N-word and
get your people. Okay, get your people.
Get your people.
Right.
All right, we have time for another one, guys. Thanks, Carla. This one's from Diamond in Macon. Diamond says, my older sister asked to borrow a dress for an interview, and I let her pick out one. She got a brand new dress I just bought, and it still had the tags on it. Without asking me, she went and got the dress altered so it would fit her like a glove. As she said, I can no longer fit the dress because my waist isn't as tiny as hers. That dress was $298. Uh-huh. And I want my money back. She said she gave me the dress back and it's not her fault. I can't fit it. I don't want to stop talking to her over $300, but I will. Am I entitled to get $300?
Yes, and that's why I keep telling y'all, we got to bring ass whoopings back. We got to bring ass whoopings back. You got to get your butt whooped behind it. You can jump on your sister behind this. I'm sorry.
Well, the question is, did she get the job?
You're going to need it to pay me $300.
Because you're focusing on the wrong thing,
you got to be employed,
Junior.
Yeah. Because if you didn't get your job, you're going to have to really some serious problems happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to pay this $300.
This is bad. Yeah. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so instead of a blushing bride, Tiana Abney was a flushing bride. Tiana and Logan Abney got married in a men's bathroom at a gas station.
What?
Ew.
Horrible.
For what?
The bride said, because this is why, Tommy, because she said she wanted to do something different. She didn't want to just get married in a typical chapel. She wanted to something fun to have to tell her kids, you know, so she could tell her kids it was a good experience. So she chose the Hop Shops gas station in Verona, Kentucky, which is famous for its disco bathroom. The groom said he was pumped to have their wedding reception inside of the gas station because of the festive disco lights and music. The wedding was only $700, and the gas station even provided a wedding cake. Yeah, it was $700 still.
Who got a disco bathroom?
This is terrible.
I can't pee like that. I can't pee.
Paying $700 to get married in the bathroom?
In a men's bathroom.
Ew.
I'm telling you right now, I can be honest about this, but this marriage is going down the toilet. I can be honest about that. Real clear on that. Staying right there on that one.
That's
silly.
$700.
You could have just went in there and didn't tell nobody. Y'all could have gotten married for free if you just would have did it right.
Just so she could have a story to tell her
kids. Or somewhere.
They might as well should have got married out there by the gas pump. I mean, at least it's a little, it smells a little better.
Oh, man. Bathroom was crowded.
Mama, you did what? You're nasty. Yeah. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 33 minutes after. We will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather live in a mansion and be broke, or would you be wealthy and live in a tiny little house, a tiny house?
A mansion and broke, or a tiny house?
Wealthy and a tiny house.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the tiny house and be rich, but it's going to be a lot of add-ons. I can know that right now. I'm telling you. It's going to be so much stuff out here on this tiny house. You ain't going to believe the deck that's going to be on this tiny house.
I'm bigger than the house.
Yeah, it's going to be bigger than the house. But I'm going to be wealthy.
Yeah.
Tommy got a pool at his tiny house. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather live with the Evans family in Chicago or the Huxtables in New York?
I'm living with them Huxtables. I'm living with them Huxtables.
Really?
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared of Mad Dog. I'm scared of I'm scared of Slick Willie, whatever his name, the pimp. I'm scared of all them people, man. Yeah.
Big Daddy. Sweet Daddy.
Yeah, the warlords and the Satan Knights, all the gangs. Yeah.
You need to be. Cabrini Chicago. Green, gone. You need to be.
Ned the Wino. I'm scared of these people, man. I'm going over here with these Huxtables.
Junior.
I'm hanging out with Rudy. Baby!
Junior.
I'm with the Evans family.
Mm. Oh, you were in Chicago?
What? All right. Yeah, well, right, we're going
downtown.
Oh, you just want to be around Thelma. You just want to be around.
It don't that's even matter where I want to be around. But I can identify with them. Now, hell, we the Evans family now. So it don't matter. I'm going to go with what I know.
I love your
not
family,
the
Junior.
Evans family.
But then it don't have to be around Thelma. It really doesn't. Or Penny.
Penny was little.
Or Willona.
And you too, Willona. All right, would you rather be trapped on an island full of raccoons, or would you rather be trapped on an island full of skunks?
Man, I'm going with raccoons. I'm telling you.
Why is we always trapped somewhere? We can't never be with some other people. We always on this island. Where is this island everybody getting trapped on? Where is this? I'm going to go with them raccoons. I don't know nothing about no skunk. I can eat them raccoons. I don't know nothing about no skunk.
Okay. All right.
We got to survive now. We on this island by ourselves once again. We stay on this island.
You can make a hat if it's cold from the raccoon. All of that.
All that.
Fur coat. All right. Would you rather never travel again or never have sex over 2 minutes again?
You know, I really like Atlanta. You know?
I'm not going anywhere.
It's really nice in Atlanta. There's a lot of places I ain't been yet. I'll never see Hartsfield again.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up in 49 minutes after, Tommy's going to close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Friday. Let's get this weekend started, baby. Before we do I have to say, happy birthday to my brother Fish. You know I love Fish.
Happy birthday, Fish.
Yes.
Chi-town.
Happy birthday, Fish. I'll see you
Cook
soon.
Cook County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
with
right,
your
Chicago.
With your bacon.
All day.
Self. Who he can
bake? Is he still baking, Shirley?
Uh-huh. He sent me some cakes for Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Delicious.
I want a fish cake. Can I get a cake from Fish? What's
what
the
kind?
Best one? Pound cake?
But he makes pound cakes in all flavors. You say the flavor and he'll make it. It's still a pound cake, but it'll be in a different flavor. They're delicious.
All right,
Fish. See who got the cooking and baking
Look, I had to clean up, okay? That was my job, to keep the house clean.
You should have hung around for the recipe. That's what you should have been doing.
I didn't have to cook.
Nice.
Fish was in there baking, and Shirley's out there being fast.
Yes.
You didn't know me then, Junior. How you know that?
That's how the old people
judge me. I agree, Junior.
Don't judge me. All right, Tommy. So tonight, Ready to Love.
Ready to Love is getting
Central
tight.
8-7 Central on OWN.
Yep. It's getting tight. You don't want to miss it. Tune in. I like this Dallas group a little more than I like the last Dallas group. I don't know what it is.
I like this one.
Yeah.
The women are beautiful and outstanding. I love the sisters on this season. Oh, my goodness. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, they're all great. Any guy would be blessed to have any one of those ladies.
What?
Seriously.
They are beautiful. Mm-hmm. So y'all tune in and catch me, man. Hosting that journey of love, everybody trying to find it. It's a beautiful
thing.
You
have a couple now that's engaged right now. You see that?
Junior, I've had a couple that got engaged and they got out of engaged.
I got some
that have gotten married. So I'm looking pretty good.
You? Okay, well that's great.
That's awesome.
Yes. Okay. I'm, we doing good. I'm just saying, Ready to Love is a household name here, people.
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay,
that's
so
a beautiful thing.
Tonight on OWN 8-7 Central.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead, Shirley. One more time. Ready to Love.
Yeah, it's tonight. Hosted by the one and only nephew, Tommy. It's tonight on OWN 8-7 Central. You don't want to miss it. It's getting good.
And let me give some clarity to Black College Quiz, which comes on Saturday. You have to check your local listen to see when it's coming on and what network is coming on. I mean, it could be NBC in this city. It could be Bounce in another city. So you just got to check your local listen. But you do not want to miss it. Black College Quiz is amazing with HBCU students doing the doggone thing. So y'all tune in.
Who's hosting that?
Hosted by what? Nephew Tommy. Tommy Miles, girl. What? The Lord done gave me 2 TV shows. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise him. All right, Carla, what you got, girl?
If you could have sex with anyone from history, who would it be and why?
Ooh, you're going to do this on March 1st?
It's a new month.
From history.
Ooh.
Now, when you say history, like, out the history book.
You know what she means.
Come on, someone who's history. Like, come on, yeah, been here
host.
Before.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. History. Just yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. You're not just the Civil War. Not just that kind of history.
I'm going to tell you right now, I know who it'd be for me.
Go ahead, Junior.
Who is it?
Junior, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I said I know who it'd be for me, and I mean this. This is something I would have to do. The Woman King. That's who I want. Let me tell you something. Why I want the Woman King. You better not mess with me. I know that. That's all I can tell you.
Your baby got you.
Yeah, my baby got me. When you see all these women lined up in a row, you know what? We taking your kingdom, and we sleeping in there.
That was my favorite movie.
Oh, my God.
I got to go and say it.
What? Say it.
It's going to be Harriet. It's going to be Harriet. I'm just going to, I just want to find that. I just want to feel that freedom. I want to feel it. It's going to be Harriet. I know she might shoot me if I ain't doing it right. I'm going to do it right now, but I'm just saying, I just want to feel that freedom.
She likes younger men, so yeah, you might have a chance.
You went too far.
What? I can't hear Harriet.
She is history, though.
It's going to be hard to have sex with because she always on
the phone. All right, I want a do-over. I got nothing.
Wait a minute, Harry.
Feel away.
Shut up, Junior.
Right, is that the North Star?
She go. If sleeping with a person on the Zoom right now.
Say that again.
Sleeping with a person, one of us, on the Zoom right now, meant saving the show and jobs for everyone in the room. Would you sleep with that person?
It don't make no damn difference which one it is. I don't care if it's Junior. We're gonna save this show.
We're talking about unemployment. Okay. We are talking about unemployment. Just hush, Carla. We're gonna be over in a minute. Just hush now. So we
but
get
the
back
next
to work.
Day though, when you came to work,
I'm not gonna have my Zoom on the next day. I'm not gonna look at you.
No eye contact.
Shirley, push your glasses up, Shirley. We just have to get out this job. Mun, come on, Mun. You keep your shirt on. Quit playing now. We don't got to do all that. I just need to keep my job.
Why don't we blindfold ourselves and we can get through it?
Man, we just got to get back on the air.
Then somebody gonna get sprung.
Oh,
then
crazy.
We got that issue.
All right, now folks, that's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's the Steve Harvey Morning Show for the day. In the words of my uncle, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Until then, be in peace. Raleigh! I'm on my way.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.